Share number 43, we're continuing Paragimel, Chabitachin. And last time we said the first reason why Hashem decided there's a need for Ishtadlus in order to test a person. Batam Hasheni continues the Chavis Halavavas, the second reason for Ishtadlus. Kilu loy haya adam tzarech litreach ulechazer ulehafel emtsoim laasagas parnasosoi. Because if a person did not have to trouble himself to pursue a livelihood, so he wouldn't be busy. And if he wouldn't be busy and occupied, so it'd be very likely that he would kick HaKadosh Baruch Hu and spend his time pursuing Averis. And he would not pay attention. He would not think and contemplate the obligations that he has on him towards Hashem in exchange for all of the good, the toivos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him. K'mo she'nemar, like Yeshayo HaNavi says, V'yochinor v'nevel toif v'cholil v'yayin mishteyim, K'la Yisrael musical instruments and drinking it wine at their parties, v'espeil Hashem lo yabitu mas yodav leiro. So you see, when you have nothing to do, and you just party, you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nemar v'yishmin v'yishun v'yivot shaman tovisa kosisa v'yita shaloika aso. Pasuk in Devarim says a similar thing. Jews got fat, and eventually they kicked at Hashem. V'chazal amru, the Mishnah Nova says, Yofa Talmud Torah derech eretz, she'yigia shneyem mashkachas ovein. Talmud Torah and hard work together, the toil, Yigia Shneyem, is Mashkachas Ovein. It keeps a person away from sin. And even Torah that's not accompanied by hard work will ultimately fail and will cause sin, says the Mishnah Novice. V'kol shekein, shadovar hayakach, ilu loy lahaya la'adam le'tarev le'melacha. And could you imagine what the situation would be if there was no Torah in the world, no mitzvahs in the world, no malacha, no work in the world. And he wouldn't have to be busy in his thoughts with either of these, not with Torah, not with work. How much more so, all he would have time to do is to think how he could go after his taivas and averis and forget Hashem. V'lachin richem habayra yisparach ala adam. Says the Chayvus HaLevavos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on man. V'itriach oisei liyosu kol yimei chayav. And he required a person to work and stay occupied his entire life with productive things, productive activities. Ba'asog ha'tzarech ha'olam hazeh. One activity is pursuing the needs of olam hazeh. U'va'achanas likras chayav olam haba. And at the same time, a person has to be busy with preparing himself for the world, next world. Hashem says you have enough to do that you won't have time. You won't be free to seek out things that are not necessary. And not just things that are not necessary. He says interesting thing that you wouldn't have philosophical discussions or thoughts, conundrums, in things that anyways you'll never really understand. Kigayna Hakira, for example, one of the questions, the philosophical questions, Maya Kaidib Shinivra Ilam, Umayiach Resaifai, what was here before the creation of the world, and what was here after what will be afterwards? It's not something anyone could really understand or contemplate, but you could waste your time and be busy with it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done everything. Yofa bi'itoi. This is going on what it said before, L'chol zman, ve'es l'chol chefetz tachas ha'shamayim. Everything has its time. Gam es oilam nosam b'libam. But another thing, says Shlaim HaMelech, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the world in a person's heart. The constant changes in the world makes it constant different times. Things are always constantly moving and changing in order that a person shouldn't be free to start thinking about this. What happened from the beginning of the world to what's going to happen at the end of the world. Those are things that are not our business. They're not things we can understand, and therefore they end up being a waste of our time. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to keep us away from Aveira, to make sure that we earn our Olam Haba, to make sure we're not bored in this world, which will not lead to good things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that a person has to be working and has to be busy with something. People who aren't busy end up getting themselves into trouble. That's what the Chavis HaLevavos is telling us. And it was an interesting lashon he said before, that the person would not pay attention to his obligations that are in exchange for the Tovos HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. We owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much for our guf, our body, our hands, our arms, our legs, our ability to breathe, our ability to our living. And if we're only running after our taivas, and we're not grateful for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has provided us with. People who have too much time on their hands only get into trouble. And we see that even more clearly in our days. And the truth is, that the words of the Chavis HaLevavos are based on Chazal. The two reasons that he mentioned are based on logic, and also on a Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Mishnah says, if I was really Roy, if I was worthy, I would be supported without any efforts. Look around the animals. The animals, they don't work, and yet they have all the food that they need. They have the shelter that they need. They have all that they need. And I got to work hard, says the Mishnah. Why? Because of my perverted deeds, I'm forced to work hard to earn my parnasa. And the Maral Miprag and the Pnei Yeshua explain that Adam was really created to be supported by Hashem and only Hashem in Gan Eden. But as Aveira changed this arrangement and forced him, b'zeas apecha teich alechem. And the Pnei Yeshua states that this Mishnah is on not only on a global level of mankind, it's an individual level as well. If one commits himself to learn Torah, Hashem will support him. But if he's getting distracted with Averis, he has to work to keep himself preoccupied. A person has to work, one way or the next, in Torah, in mitzvahs, and in parnasa. Wasting time only leads us to problems. Wasting time only leads us to problems. The Kleisenberger Rebbe, Zichron Livracha, started a program called Mifal HaShas. Mifal HaShas was learning Bi'iyun, Gemara Rashi Tosfos, over a month's time, taking a bechina on it, similar to what Dirshu does nowadays, but a little different of a program. And when he started it, before he opened it to the public, he took a select individuals as a trial, and they were challenged to learn 70 blot a month, Gemara Rashi Tosfos. And every 2 months, they would have to review 210 blot. You have to be a big balkishan to be part of this program. So someone asked the Rebbe, are you fooling yourself to think that with such a quick pace and a large amount of blot, people will end up knowing Shas through your program? And the Rebbe smiled and said, no. My objective was simply to create a program that would keep participants so busy, they have no time for Averis. And that's the aside of what the Chavis HaLevavos is telling us. A person has to realize, we're here for a reason. And when we have nothing to do, look what happens nowadays when someone has nothing to do. He wastes his life surfing there, and texting here, and WhatsApping, and he ends up in Averis. Averis of Lashon Hara, Averis of Nivul Peh, Averis of Pritzus, and all types of things. Why? Because we have so many comforts, no one's truly busy enough. And that, says the Chavis HaLevavos, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to be busy.